Pequeño. Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Welcome to The Oddcast, only on AirFMLive.com. With Dusty Angel.
Yeah, you've sat on the cum stainer too.
Desi.
I look like a whore. I didn't even do anything.
And Robert.
Soon we'll be drinking recycled pee.
It's not a mistake. It's an FM.
Here they are. The Oddcast. Live.
Okay, Desi, I got here a little late, but did I hear you say that you already fucking got pulled over? Didn't you just get your car like three days ago?
I got it like last week, I think.
Jesus, what the fuck?
You know, it was for a stupid fucking reason. I'm driving down my fucking street. I'm making about a left-hand turn, and this cop pulls up behind me. I'm like, okay, fucker. I just left work, okay?
Let me say that. Oh, shit, you were high.
I was smoking 10 minutes before that motherfucker pulled up behind me.
Ouch. Okay.
I got weed in my purse. I got hash in my purse, which is, technically illegal, but I had just gotten it from a fellow...
card holder?
Podhead, yes.
Okay, fair enough so far.
Card holder.
I don't see anything wrong with the story so far.
So, I'm driving, and so I go into my right-hand lane, and I'm going to make a right-hand turn. And first, he goes off into the left lane. I'm like, cool, he left me alone. Okay. Right when I go to make that fucking right, motherfucker swoops up behind me again. And I'm like, fuck, I make my
ride.
Did
he turn his signal on? Like, boop!
No, not all crazy. He just put the lights on. He didn't make it all obvious.
That's worse, I think.
But he pulls me over, and I'm like, fuck. So, I start driving, and then I pull into, a CVS, and I start pulling over. I'm like, oh, wait, I'm in car's way. So, I'm like, okay. So, I pull right in front of the CVS, and I park right in front of the CVS. And
okay.
He pulls me over. Pretty much, he pulled me over because my plate's registered in L.A., and I just bought the car. And I'm like, here's the paperwork. I just went to the DMV.
So they registered in L.A., but you're at 20 minutes away from L.A.?
Exactly.
And they tripped on you on that?
That and because my passenger brake light was slightly dim.
Slightly. Oh, my God. Okay. First of all, meanwhile, right down the street, right around the corner,
somebody's getting raped
by a crackhead.
Yeah. And this poor little girl who looks 16 years old. Yeah. Is driving and he's like, where are you going? I'm like, to Bank of America to cash my check. Where are you coming from? Work. Where do you work? Today's Alyssa Collective, sir.
They ask too many fucking questions.
And he's like,
dude,
have you ever been arrested or are you on parole? I'm like, I've never been arrested in my life. And then he laughs, like, well, I had to ask. Checks my shit. I'm fine. Just tells me to fix the light. But it was just stupid. It's like, you pulled me up for no reason.
No, dude. See, the cops go through the who, what, when, where, and why in their fucking head, right? Who you with? Where are you going? Why are you here? When you're coming back?
Do I really look like somebody who's trying to break the law? I mean, honestly, though, I was scared shitless. My heart was pounding really fast.
Well, that's
I was fucking high as hell, and my eyes were so glossy. I'm surprised he didn't notice.
No, Robert, you wanted to say what I was going to say. What were you going to
do? Destiny, do you really need to ask that question?
I'd pull you over if I was a cop. Sorry, sweetie.
Why?
I know you have something on. You have something on you. I'm pulling your ass over. I'm sorry.
It's just some look. That's all.
Some sort of new gadget. Some sort of fucking weed gadget.
Do I look like somebody who smokes weed?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Like the little weed gadget that you gave us before the show.
Fumu, whatever it's called.
What is that shit called? Because that shit has me retarded right
Fumu,
now.
Fumu, right?
The weed puff thing that we
Yeah, it's like this little device. It has like a tube, and... you pretty much you hit it like a regular pipe and the tube fills up with smoke.
Okay.
And then you push the button and it shoots it down your throat. So it's like a whole bong grip because it comes with different extensions, 9-inch, 12-inch.
Yeah, it's like a fucking dildo. It fucking raped my throat.
Bigger is better.
Nah, that was a small one too. If that's bigger is better, I don't want anymore. That shit had me stupid for the second I hit it. What did we smoke out of that? What kind of weed was that? That shit was good.
Fire OG. Compliments of my job.
Oh yeah.
Today's Alyssa Collective.
Quality control. Robert, by the way, it is very good.
Can you give them a plug, Rob?
What's that?
Can you give today's Alyssa Collective?
Oh, today's Alyssa Collective, 1359 North Hacienda Boulevard.
La Puente, California, 91744.
Make sure you check it out because they got the bomb shit.
And we're the only dispensary in California to have those pipes.
I actually kind of like that.
They're from Colorado.
Oh, and this bag they're going to start carrying soon. It's like a... What do you call that?
It's a hemp bag. It's made out of hemp.
No, but I mean the type of bag. Like a messenger bag, kind of.
A man purse. A merce.
Like a man purse.
Uh-huh. Man purse.
On the inside, it has a zipper sewn into the lining.
Uh-huh.
And in the zipper pocket, is a Ziploc pocket.
Oh.
So you can put your weed in there and so not it funk won't up the smell. Shit.
That is amazing.
And the bag is made out of hemp.
Yeah, and the bag's made out of hemp.
See? And,
see? Oh, that's beautiful. It's got I'm, looking, it's I'm got, looking at it right now. That's gorgeous.
Wouldn't you carry one of those?
Oh, I would all day. I'd be trafficking drugs
it's
back
It's got cushion
oh, wait, never mind.
Around it, you know? So, like, if you have a pipe and then you drop the
oh,
bag.
Oh, that's great.
So it's totally made for stoners.
That's a dope ass fucking idea. And it's seriously because of, you know, weed and everything that, and, you know, these fucking Girl Scout cookies that I've been eating all fucking week, gaining all this fucking weight. These little bitches selling me this shit. I'm sorry, dude. I'm still, the Girl Scout thing continues because those little bitches, I feel like I look fatter, dude. I did a couple push-ups and I ran like 10 minutes on the treadmill before I got here because I was kind of embarrassed to see you guys.
I was like, oh, you did all that for us, Dusty?
I did, dude.
Don't
I
lie.
Did. I
you
did.
Were eating Girl Scout cookies.
I was.
Here.
Fuck, I was.
And they're all crack,
like
aren't they?
Thin mints. They're fucking coke. There's something in them, dude. They are selling this shit. They're slanging this shit, and they're secretly getting people addicted to cocaine. Because now I ate a couple cookies, and now I want to just take up coke.
It's like McDonald's fries.
Yep.
There's an addictive ingredient
there's
in there.
There's something in there, dude. Because right now you just said McDonald's fries, and I want three of them. Like, I could have, like, I can dip my hand in a bag right now and just have three and be good.
I love them with sweet and sour sauce.
Really?
So good.
Sweet and sour, interesting.
I love the McDonald's okay. sweet and sour sauce. I'll eat it with anything.
I didn't even know they carried
the hamburger.
It.
I always put on my hamburger. Every time I order anything, I'm like, can I have sweet and sour sauce?
A really
That'll
good...
be 11 cents.
Yep, exactly. Damn, McDonald's
really?
Is making $17
no.
trillion right
fucking
now.
Fucking Burger King charges 25 cents. I'm like, yeah, and it's funny because when you ask for it, you're like, oh, can I get sauce too? That'll be 25 cents. Like, as if you can't afford it, you just pay $10 for
you
a
know
fucking
what I,
number one.
You know what I always do?
What's that?
When they say like 11 cents or something, I give them a dollar. I'm like, okay, give me a dollar's worth.
And, oh, and they throw them off and shit? Like,
just
hold
to be
on.
A dick.
Let me get my calculator. That's 8.4. How do you do 0.4 of anybody?
You better cut one in half.
Motherfucking, I want it exact too. If it's not exact, you better give me all my shit back.
Because they make it sound like you don't have the money for it. Like it's uh-huh. extra.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, you're bugging them. Like you should have ordered it at the window.
Because think about it. If you worked at McDonald's, wouldn't you just give the average per get here? Fuck, I don't give two shits. I'm making $3 an hour. You know, here, I don't fucking care. You know, my boss isn't around. Here, you know what? Here's 17
hey,
little
you have
fucking
to have
mustards.
Pride.
We don't even have mustard, but here, just fucking take them.
You have to have pride from when you work at McDonald's or Burger King
no,
or
fuck no
or Wendy's or whatever no. the fuck you're working at. You
no,
know? Have
because,
pride for your job
because. I as you
Ronald
guys
McDonald comes first.
Please don't spit in
the
food.
And the hamburger.
What'd you say? Yeah, don't spit in the food. Exactly, please. Rob. Because yeah, my Little Caesar stories to the max. Okay, and oh, I can't eat places now because I remember how I was as a 17-year-old working at Little Caesar's Pizza, and it was 10:59. I was off at 11, and the party started at 12 midnight. And I'm telling you, we didn't wash the shit good. We'd run water over it, rub our hand on it, and put it in the fucking... We did not wash that shit good, so I know these fucking kids today
Wait,
are not washing
Wait, 17 years
it.
Old and going to a party at midnight?
I was... Yeah, I started...
What, are your, what did look your at, parents let you do?
Hello, look at me.
Look at Desi, please. What did your parent do?
I was partying at 16,
see,
17.
I came home, and hey, Mom, hey, had a swell time at the old...
I was at my friend's house sleeping over. Hey, guys.
Yeah, Dusty Angel
here. Dusty Angel here.
Yeah, so... No, that's... Yeah, that's crazy, man, so...
It's the news.
Good evening and thank you for joining us. Bringing it straight to your face, really raw, really uncut.
Well, tonight a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat.
And now for the news.
Okay, so, a lot of crazy shit going on in the world, as usual.
Of course.
Now, since we're doing fetish, you know, we're talking about fetishes tonight, all the stories have to do with sex. And this first one is a class that I would have loved to fucking take, and I dropped out of college specifically for this reason. But apparently a live sex show at a Chicago college has some people up in arms. Let's see.
How is that possible?
It's surprisingly, right? The topic of the day was bondage, swinging, and other fetishes. Then after the class was officially dismissed, students were told they could stick around for a demonstration of sex toys and the female orgasm. About 100 students and apparently one of their mothers who was sitting in on the class that day were in the auditorium when an exhibitionist couple offered to perform.
Really?
Nice. Oh, that's gorgeous. Most stayed to watch as the woman, surprisingly. Most stayed to watch, yes, surprisingly. Robert, you would have probably been the only guy to
I would have watched.
I'm
stayed.
Out of here. No, nope, I'm gone.
Stayed.
You would have? You sure?
I would stay just to watch.
Just to watch. That's how
curiosity,
they do it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It looks weird, but okay.
Oh, that's what one looks like.
Most stayed to watch to see as the woman undressed on stage and her male partner brought her to orgasm with a device that looked like a machine-powered saw with a phallic object inside of a blade.
Oh, my goodness.
One student said, it is probably something I will remember for the rest of my life. I can't say that about my Econ 202 class. Beautiful. See, I think if they had those type of classes, more people would not drop out.
Really?
Am I correct in saying that? I really, really, truly believe that, dude, because that would have kept me there. Oh man, I got to stay today, man. Sixth period? Yeah, nah. We're going to be, basically, we're watching porn, dude. No, like live porn. Like they're coming in and like some bitch is getting undressed. And yeah, so I'm going to stick around. Go ahead. Go, guys. Dusty Angel here.
Dusty Angel here, guys. No, I really would have stayed just to experience it and watch it.
Yeah, you'd have been the guy.
It'd have been weird. I've been like talking about it afterwards. But.
Oh my God, guys. Okay, Tim, you'll never believe what I saw today. I saw vagina.
He's seen one.
I saw the enemy in its full glory.
The competition. It wasn't pretty.
I'm so on this side.
Again, glad I don't have to go down there.
You can read this one because I don't understand it.
Okay, let's see. Voodoo sex ritual started blaze that killed pensioner and gutted apartment block.
Oh, nice.
Let's see. Wild sex session between a voodoo priest and his woman client sparked a fire that killed a pensioner, injured 20 firefighters, and left 100 people homeless.
Nice.
New York witch doctor Nelson Pepe Pierre, age 66, told a woman she had to have sex with him to cure her problem.
How many times have I told a woman that? It's never worked, though, but I tried.
But as they romped in her apartment on a bed surrounded by candles, the sheets and their discarded clothes caught fire. Pierre didn't think to raise the alarm, but tried instead to put out the flames with water from the bathroom sink. But he poured rum on the floor before the voodoo sex ritual to keep evil spirits away. And strong winds fanned the flames after a neighbor opened his window before he fled.
Jesus.
The blaze spread quickly through the apartment building in East Flatbush, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn!
A police source said the woman paid Pierre $300 to perform a ritual at her home.
So he got money and he got pussy? This dude is a pimp. He needs to write a book.
And he said she had problems in her life and she wanted them taken care of. And he told her they had to have sex for it to work.
God, how did he say it? Because, I mean, did he put an ad out? Did he fucking, I need to know
he
this.
He got some like really religious woman and did that.
I know, but damn, there's a lot of religious women out there. How the fuck did he get this? You got to give me $300 and you have to suck my cock.
What an idiot. Anyways.
Damn.
Dusty, I can't see. Excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry. My big
Thank
ass
you.
Head's in the
yes,
way.
Yes, it's really big.
That's what she said. Ho, ho.
Ho, ho. I hear that all the time.
It's so good. All of our audience tuned out right now.
Exactly.
Sorry, guys. Go ahead.
DUI suspect's explanation for erratic driving.
What?
Oral sex.
Yeah.
Louisville man is facing multiple charges after police said his car was weaving in and out of traffic. According to the arrest records, the officer pulled the vehicle over and asked 31-year-old why he was driving that way. Police said they told him that he was receiving oral sex from his passenger.
Nice.
According to the arrest records, the officer smelled alcohol on his breath and saw an open container of alcohol in the car. And he told the police he only had 2 beers at a club.
Sure. No, dude. That getting head while drinking and driving is great. Wait,
could
I
you
shouldn't
get
say
in,
that.
Could you get in less trouble for doing that instead of drinking and driving?
I would think the cop would give you a little bit. Okay, you know what, dude? Props to you. I'm gonna
you think
just,
they would do daps and
I'm
they'd be
still
honest,
gonna
be
I'm
honest
still
honest
gonna
way.
Tow your car, but I'm not gonna charge you with the DUI and you gotta find your way home. Deal. Thank you, officer. I really think the cop could have like gave him a 1-up on that one, dog. I really, really think that. Just
have
from
you ever used
guy.
That as an excuse?
Nah, luckily I've never been pulled over while getting head. and see me, I'm the type of guy, it's weird, but I need to concentrate. And my ADD and my OCD and whatever other fucking acronym out there you can think of, just like I can't. I go, sorry, baby. I gotta focus. I gotta focus. I'm gonna kill us both and this car in front of us. Seriously.
That would not be good.
No, it wouldn't, dude. Okay, this story here kind of pissed me off, actually. It's kind of weird because it shows you what kind of weird religious society we live in. But a BYU basketball player was suspended for having sex with his girlfriend.
What?
Yeah. These fucking religious crazy Mormons at BYU, apparently there's some code of honor. And when you join the school, you sign this code of conduct. And one of the things in the code of conduct says that you can't have premarital sex. BYU center Brandon Davies was suspended from the Cougars.
I heard about that.
Yeah, it's actually a national story now because, I don't know, this shit's
crazy. I
heard
it on KFI.
Did you? Yeah. Yeah. They're first to get the news.
I heard it on Good Morning America at 6 in the morning.
I heard it on Maury Povich. Nationally, let's see, the center from the nationally ranked team suspended for the remainder of the season because he violated the school's honor code provision that prohibits premarital sex. BYU spokeswoman Carrie Jenkins said Davis' suspension from the team for the remainder of the season and that his future at school has yet to be determined. I mean, this is crazy, dude. I mean, really? This is 2011.
You know what I heard, though? What's kind of stupid.
What's that?
Is that he's the one that told them that he slept with his girlfriend
really?
In the first place.
Oh, so he, like, confessed? He probably went to confession
no,
and shit?
No, he told somebody in the locker room and somebody ratted
that's,
on him.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
see,
happened.
That's the problem with news.
He
we all got four different stories and shit.
Player.
I heard that some bitch had told put it on Facebook.
So why you gotta put it on blast for, you know what I mean? I can read this one.
Okay, go for
it. It's Snoop Dogg scared of Gaga sex.
What? Come on, Snoop, pussy.
It said Snoop Dogg would be too scared to have sex with Lady Gaga as he thinks she would be weird as fuck.
Yeah.
The sensual, seductive rapper respects the eccentric, born this way hitmaker, but he'd be too scared to go to bed with her because he thinks lovemaking would be freaky.
Yes, it would.
Snoop said she's weird as fuck. Who knows? She might have a snake or knife in her pussy if you try to get some from her.
Nice.
I don't judge Lady Gaga, but she makes good shit.
That sounds good to me. Snake knife in your pussy?
Oh,
no,
because
I'm the total opposite of Snoop, dude. I want to fuck Lady Gaga because she's weird like that. She's,
yeah, I'd want to fuck her too.
Yes, because you know she's on some.
I don't find her
crazy
that attractive,
shit.
But the fact that she's Lady Gaga.
Right, I don't find her that attractive
it's like,
either.
I want to have your Gaga.
Yes, all over my face, please.
You know, I saw
you can
her
Gaga all over me.
All over.
I saw her in an interview recently on, what was that show? Jay Leno.
Uh huh.
Yeah, Jay Leno. She was pretty personable. Although she was wearing some weird ass applications on her face, it made her look like she had a stretched out skull or horns or something.
Hey, do you remember that outfit she wore to one of those award shows where she was wearing that red lace over her face that
spiked
up? Well, somebody put that to a comparison of what's his name? Wilson from Castaway. I just thought it was kind of funny because it's like, oh, where is he now? There he is.
Oh, God.
Oh, haha. Whatever. It was funny if you saw it.
You got to see that shit.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, there's been a weird outbreak of people going crazy with their fetishes.
Uh-huh.
So I've attached us to a live feed of these news stories as they come in.
Oh, shit.
So throughout the show, we're going to be getting some interesting updates from this news feed.
Are you serious? Do we have one right now?
No, not yet.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
I just wanted to
prepare you guys just in case.
I don't want to miss anything, dude.
We got one more story, though.
Yep.
Let's see. Daycare raid finds cocaine, cash, and sex toys, apparently.
What?
Why would these things be at a daycare?
Compton, player.
I don't know. That's kind of wrong.
Let's see. Pittsburgh police yesterday arrested the owner of a daycare center after allegedly discovering a bundle of money, drugs, and sex toys inside the property. Let's see. The bookkeeper was arrested and R&B Child Care Services.
R&B?
Following a month-long investigation,
R&B.
Booker is accused of selling drugs out of the building while children were present.
Nice.
Detectives say they seized $4,400 in cash, about $6,000 in crack cocaine,
crack rock,
and two digital scales from the center.
Damn.
Police also found sex toys and pornography in a room where the children's toys were stored.
I think they had the story mixed up. I think they went into Charlie Sheen's house by accident.
No, I don't think so. That's impossible.
I really think that's the case.
Hey, he's got two girlfriends. I know he didn't know kids.
It also says that Booker is charged with possession of an illegal substance, possession with intent to deliver, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Could also face charges of child endangerment.
Surprise. Surprise.
Surprise,
Jesus Christ. But I don't know. That sounds like a daycare I wouldn't mind hanging out at.
That's
like,
kind of gross, though. Imagine sending your
kids. Can you imagine if your kid was there?
I'd be like, son, bring me some home. If
someone's
you see cum anything
is all over
around,
their toy.
Hey, if you see Big Butts 33, it has a girl with a black girl with a booty, get that for me, okay? Okay, son?
That's just wrong, though.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, imagine you had a daughter, and she's going to be taken care of by this
kid. Daughter, different story, yeah.
Yeah.
True.
See? Oh, it's just disgusting.
Die, bastards.
This has been the news.
Okay, so from these weird-ass stories, I mean, you just know that people are into weird shit. And over a year ago, like it was one of our first shows, we actually did a fetish. You guys remember doing the fetish show? And we probably touched on like 10 fetishes, but there's so many fucking fetishes out there. There's so many
that
weirdos.
That was actually the show we had the BS podcast on.
Was it? That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
I think
exactly.
I made them all tell me their penis size on that show.
Yeah.
Did you?
I've had to break the ice, and I'm like, how big are you? I went around the room, everyone's like,
you're a good
average. You're, it's like, yeah, motherfucker, you little. Shut up.
You're a good icebreaker, Desi. Hey, how big is your cock?
Honestly, I don't think I'd want to say I was average either.
Well, I didn't want to. It's not that I wanted to know, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was just more of like they looked nervous, and I thought I'd break
like,
the
you know
ice.
What? Yeah, hey. Isaac, how big is
I
your
mean,
cock?
I mean, if girls, you know, had different sizes and you couldn't tell besides our boobs.
I
know?
Wish guys could do
I'd
that.
Like, well, my clit is 7 inches.
I mean, unless you're going to make me show you, I could say anything.
I wish we could.
I would keep it, you know, realistic.
Uh-huh. True, true. See, I'm proud, so I'll tell you straight off. Boom, like this. Yeah, you know what a ruler looks like? Yep, yep. Knock a few inches off. Black part. I start getting black and shit. Yeah, Dusty Angel here, motherfuckers. Yeah, nigga.
Dusty Angel here.
Motherfucker. Yeah, nigga.
Dusty Angel here.
The fuck, bitch.
Bitch.
Holla at your nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Holla.
Dusty Angel here, guys. I'm not little.
Sadly, that's the real voice that
I just
But you know what's funny is I hear you like I just said to you.
How? Give it to me.
What's up, Dusty Angel here, guys? No. What's up?
And
I hear,
Dusty Angel, what's up, guys? What's up? That's the angel.
My octave goes up when I talk to girls, and then
When I talk to a goss like these, hey, when I'm talking to a girl, how you doing,
hey,
girl?
Hey, just the angel. Yeah.
You know, I just watched True Life like a few days ago, and it was on fetishes. Actually,
no shit.
One was it was two people they followed. One was on Dominatrix. It was blah blah blah.
Uh huh. You know, you're like, I've been there, done that. Yeah, whatever.
You know, whatever. I think the guys who are getting punished are more of like with the fetish than the people who are punishing them. But the other one was this guy who had a feet fetish, which is a typical one that we talk about.
It's very popular, dude.
But this guy was like, he met this girl off of MySpace. She was in another state, you know, South Southern state. She flew over to see him, and she let him be all over her feet. And he was like, I think I'm in love. And he's like, it has to have the right smell, and when they're sweaty, and when they...
Wow.
I'm like, ew.
Right fresh from
the
hand.
He's like, I can't wait to take those socks off.
White guy, right? White guy, right? Seriously.
Or white dude.
Old guy, white guy,
he couldn't wait. He wanted these girls' socks off so bad. And he didn't want to fuck her. He just wanted to fucking suck on her feet.
Yeah, see.
There are some weird-ass shit out there that's not even really sexual.
And that's
it's not.
That's like, considering the other fetishes that are out there, and you could literally Google or you porn anything, that's like, that's so... seems normal almost to the shit that's out there.
I just don't get it. And then like he goes up to random girls, it's just like, can I see your feet, can I rub them? It's like, if you came near my feet, because I don't like feet, I'm not a feet person, don't come near my feet, I won't touch yours. And that's and if you start to touch them, I'd be like, get away from me. Leave my toes alone.
I appreciate a woman who takes care of her feet, but that's not, like I said, you know, before, if there has the pussy has to be attached. I'm not just looking at the feet and that's gonna do it. Not at all. Sorry. That's just like a pre whatever.
Yeah, I just don't get. Like, I don't understand it.
Well, you know, I got some really ridiculous, as the website calls it, fetishes that you wouldn't even think are really sexual in their nature, but these people get off on doing these things.
Oh, wow. I see the first one.
And this one is really like weird. Really weird.
It's going to start off with a weird one, ladies and gentlemen.
This one is piggyback rides.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, you heard it. Piggyback rides.
No, sorry.
Seems as though some people get off on basically just sitting on somebody's shoulders and piggybacking on them, as you can see from these pictures. And there's actually this video of this guy who decided to put this out on YouTube.
And oh, wow.
He enjoys sitting on the shoulders of old men.
Oh, Robert, you had to go to the gay one. There's an old, at least 70-year-old man sitting down, and a 30-something-year-old man just got on his fucking shoulders.
Which means his fucking penis is probably poking the back of his head.
Oh, wow.
You know his penis is.
That's scary that you could just find this on the fucking web, ladies and gentlemen. He's bouncing up and down right now on a 70-year-old man. And
he's
the 70-year-old
man, fully clothed.
Wow.
Both men are fully clothed, and this, like, they're just watching TV.
No fucking way. And he's bouncing. He'll probably just come all in his pants, all on the guy's head.
And this,
like,
this
just,
video goes on
just
for
picture,
2 minutes.
Okay, what's the game we used to play in the pool? Chicken, right? Like,
yeah.
Where a guy would get on your shoulders, and you guys would fight high, whoever pulls. Rob, actually, that's how he, like, he tricked guys. Oh, let's play chicken. Anybody want to play chicken?
No, I didn't.
Don't lie. That's how you got it. Oh, I'll push you. Oh.
Now, watch
oh,
this.
You're
watch.
Coming this way.
This one, it kind of takes a turn, and he switches legs. And he sits in a different position. It's kind of disturbing, actually.
That's disturbing, dude. There's people. I'm weird,
gross.
I think, but I don't know. I'd probably do this to Denise if she could. If she could carry me, I would rub my cock on the back of her
I
head.
I think you would probably do like a reverse piggyback
ride
or something.
Have.
And this one is kind of weird too.
Balloons. I've heard of this.
Balloons.
Yes.
And they're called lunars.
Oh, they like hearing them pop, right?
Something like that.
What?
This is so you're.
There's a convention
YouTube.
For this where people gather and they all pop balloons together.
And this is specifically people slowly inflating balloons until they pop.
Wowzer, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know we'd get this crazy off the bat.
Yep.
And don't you wonder,
and there's
like,
this
what
video
it is?
Of this guy who actually inflates.
Oh, they like it when it pops in their face?
This giant balloon.
Oh, no.
My third try.
There's a guy blowing up a balloon. Very big balloon.
He actually gets into the balloon.
Bigger.
This is nuts.
No, I just...
Please don't let that be a black guy. Please.
No. It's an old white guy.
Okay. Oh, he's putting his head inside the fucking balloon? Where do you get these balloons? What is this?
Oh,
he's,
my God.
Okay, he's putting his whole body.
Can't you suffocate that way?
Probably is part of the thing.
I'm doing it.
What the fuck?
You know, he's probably trying to get in there to masturbate.
What have you... Oh, God. What have you done in life that this is the only way you can get an erection? Like,
I don't know.
What, like, well, what goes on in your head?
What now?
Okay, he's inside the balloon now, ladies and gentlemen.
He's like, what now? I'm going to take my pants off
and
pull
out
my wiener.
Probably, yes, he's going to pull his cock out and masturbate inside the balloon. And the balloon just popped.
And he's mad.
It popped.
Fuck, it popped. Fuck, I fit my whole... And this dude is big. This is good. He's a good 199 pounds, pushing 210 probably.
Some success, folks.
He should have actually lubed up his body.
No,
and
don't
then it might not have popped.
Don't say it, Rob.
I'm
please
just
don't even give this
I'm
guy any
put
tips.
Put Vaseline wait. All over your body next time.
Okay, why are you even...
Wait, you thought that one was weird, okay? Ready for number three?
Yes.
Okay, this one is...
I think I've seen it all now.
Bicycle pumps. You have not seen this one. This one is disturbing as hell.
Bicycle
seriously.
Pumps? Yeah, that's normal. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'm just
going
to read you this first paragraph here.
Oh, shit.
This is kind of like the balloon fetish, but with a fun twist. Instead of blowing air into a party favor, you stick a bicycle pump inside your danger zone and inflate your own body.
Please don't tell me the danger zone is my ass.
Yes, until you feel like you're going to burst.
Fuck.
You get the farts for hours after you do it.
No.
And these guys talk about it like that's a plus. Normal people get a stomach ache after swallowing
air. I am right now, dude. I am right now.
Seriously,
I'm getting lightheaded, dog.
So we think it's pretty easy to see what these guys are going through. Okay, and there...
I thought I brought some weird shit, Robert.
Like, okay, there's a video for this.
Okay.
And I'm going to show you this video right now
play,
because it's really weird.
Fuck.
I don't know if you can take this.
I
okay,
drank
look.
Too much.
This guy's stomach.
And why is it always a fat white dude?
He's not fat. He's thin.
But it's a white guy.
He is a white guy, but he's thin, right?
We still... You guys fucking do shit like
this.
Okay, look. Okay,
he's putting a bicycle pump.
He starts with the pump
up his ass. Oh my God! Oh,
you can see him pumping it. Right?
He's pumping. He's pumping his ass. Just picture a guy with
air.
You got a bicycle pump when you were a kid.
Okay, now watch.
Oh, he's pumping it.
You see his stomach? It's getting bigger.
This is really hard to watch.
Soon he looks like he's pregnant.
His stomach is filling up with air, and I'm gonna throw up.
Oh
right
my
now.
Oh my fucking God!
See how big his stomach is? He looks like he's 8 months pregnant.
That's fucking. Jesus Christ.
I wonder if that's part of it, too, you know, making yourself look like you're pregnant.
I'm going to fucking throw up on
But why would you want to feel like you have gas? Like, that's a, such an uncomfortable feeling is when your stomach hurts.
Is, yeah, that is the most...
It doesn't feel good. It
uncomfortable
hurts.
Feeling, dude. That is the most... I can't fuck when I have gas. Like, seriously.
That's the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
That is, right?
If it somebody got, I was with was like, can I pump my stomach before I fuck you? No, motherfucker.
Fuck, what?
The hell is wrong with you?
But this has nothing to do with actual sex. He just likes to do it.
Exactly, but it's... Dude, he has to jack off to that shit while he's farting. Oh, yeah.
Wrong with people?
Oh, yeah. No, this is
But look at the final product. Look
that's
how
gross.
That
his
is.
Stomach is full of gas right now from the pump in his asshole. Oh, dude.
That's not
I can't even
for
look
you?
At it. I can't even look at it. I have the weakest stomach in the fucking
how
world.
How is that not bad for you, though?
That has to be bad for you. Oh, but taking it up the ass by a big black dude with a 17-inch cock like these little porn stars do, these little 80-pound porn stars, that doesn't... I don't think that's too good for you.
That was another one on True Life. It was this guy who did porn,
uh-huh.
but he wasn't gay, but he did gay porn. And
oh,
the reason why he did it was because it paid, like,
sure.
more. Like,
yeah, sure.
Instead of $1,000 for a
That's called gay for pay.
Okay. But Please. The funny thing is, like, he didn't have a girlfriend. He hung out with nothing but gay dudes. He did nothing but gay stuff. You know, everything he did with guys was really gay. But no, he's not gay.
Yeah,
and
right.
even the gay guys were like, "Oh, so when are you coming out? Are you out yet?" Hmm. Like, they all knew because they all fucked him in a movie.
Yeah, I got gangbanged by
from,
six
like,
Indian guys. But I'm not gay, dude. It's all about the money.
Yeah, he's like from Pennsylvania, and he went home and told all his family he was doing gay porn, but
dude.
It was just for money.
Dude,
and then he goes home for a month and comes back like, are you guys okay with it? And they ignored him.
Yeah,
well, the cousins did, and then they got over it.
Fuck this little nah, nigga.
But he goes there and he tells, okay, instead of telling him, he shows him. It's like,
hey,
I
want
to show you something. Look. Come here. And he goes on the computer and goes to his website where he's doing all this sexual stuff with guys.
Look.
He's like, so this is what I do for a living.
Look,
are you okay with it?
Hey, guys, I got something to show you.
Hey, guys.
I got something to show you guys. It's going to be a little disturbing. Can you follow me? Come here, Rob. I have to tell you something.
Okay. Sure, Dusty. What's going on?
I can't really tell you. I guess I got to show you.
Really?
It's okay because
so
I can't.
Is it on YouTube?
No. It's not the singing cats. No. It's not two chicks in a cup. I know you like that one, but I got to tell you something. Okay, I got to show you something. Okay, here. Let me click on this.
Okay.
Bangedinmyasshole.com.
What?
Just bear with me. Okay, you're my friend, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Testing. I mean, are you showing me porn?
Look closer.
What?
Who's that guy surrounded by the four Indians?
Oh my God, that's you!
It's me, dude.
I can't be your friend anymore.
What the fuck is wrong
See,
with you?
See, that's not cool. First answer he goes to. See, you're gay and I'm your friend. What the fuck?
You should have accepted him.
Just kidding. So, Dusty, you want to get into a production company? I mean,
no,
we...
motherfucker. Don't
Can
get
I
any
film
ideas.
You guys?
Tim just
no.
got an iPhone.
Don't
it,
get
that
any
thing
fucking
makes
ideas.
Music videos.
No.
That
hey,
thing
okay.
makes music
it's
videos.
It's $10,000 for a gay shoot and $1,000 for a straight one. What
fuck,
are you going to do?
I'm going to sell crack cocaine.
Dusty, you don't
and
have...
make $10,000 in 3 weeks.
You don't have. You don't have to take it. You just give it.
No.
Just
no.
close your eyes.
No, it doesn't
if
work.
If you had
that
to
way.
Just give it, could you do
background.
It?
No, I really couldn't. I really couldn't. No, I couldn't.
$10,000 to fuck a dude. You no. don't have. He's fuck you.
I'm
you
sorry.
Fuck
$10,000. First of all, that's lowballing it. No,
okay.
I'm sorry, homegirl.
$10,000
we're talking
a video. Shoot?
We got to start at $10 million and go from there.
Oh no, there's
$10 million. Up. I'm sorry, dude.
Come on,
that's just me, dude. I'm
I
sorry.
I would do a girl for $10,000.
That's see to me that's different.
It's not though. For I'm exactly your opposite when it comes to the sexual attraction.
No, it we're at 10
the
million.
Way, the way you feel about women is the way I feel about men.
See, okay. No, see, ten. What's your price to fuck? See, you probably do it for 800, but for rent. But I'll do a girl. I'll do a girl for 800.
You'll do it for an eighth.
An eighth
of weed.
See, no, I'm not like that.
Quarter pound. Quarter pound.
That's it. That's only fucking
I'm
7
kidding.
Grams.
I said $10,000. I would do a girl.
We got. I'm sorry, guys, but we got to start. We got to start in the millions. Then maybe we can talk. Maybe
for Dusty Angel Dick.
Then there's yes, 10
nah.
million. That then
it's not worth
it's
it.
It's probably not. Thank you. I'm glad I'm so. Whew, I'm not worth it. I thought I'd never hear those words. Oh God.
Okay, this there's only two left.
Okay.
And this one isn't as weird as the other one.
It's are you sure
but
dude?
It's statues.
Statues.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain please.
People like to rub up against statues. There's even some people who have a Medusa fetish. What? Where they are sexually aroused by women who have been turned into stone.
Oh, what?
So it's mostly like Photoshop.
So like
pictures.
Mannequins and wow. stuff.
Like you see this picture here, it looks like this woman is kind of stone.
Uh huh.
And people, somebody just gets off on the fact that she looks
that
like
she
she's in stone.
Looks like she. That's. God, until this show, I thought I was weird. I was going to throw some shit at you guys, but it would sound like, whatever.
I mean, there's a fetish for actually throwing shit at people, but...
I'm sure there is. Yeah. I'm definitely sure there is.
I just want to know, like, what goes through someone's brain? Like, why are you made that way to think that way and feel that way? It's so weird.
I don't know.
Okay, this last one is even weirder.
Okay.
This one is gas pedals.
What?
There's a weird-ass fetish.
No.
Where people get off on watching people press down on gas pedals.
Oh, you have a clutch too?
Oh,
or
shit.
or even just the act of actually sitting there and pumping the gas pedal.
No. Wow.
Yep.
Vroom, vroom.
There's a website for it called pedal-pumping.com.
Oh, because pedalpumping.com was already taken.
Probably.
Jesus Christ, what society do we live in? My kids are going to be growing up in this fucking society, dude.
Can you imagine one of your kids being one of those people?
Jesus. And that's sad because think of being a father nowadays. You get on the internet. You're not internet savvy. There's something wrong with your gas pump. So you type in pedalpumping.com. And this is the first fucking website that pops up.
And it's your son.
You're like, what the fuck? Damn. Even worse.
There were some comments that were posted about this particular fetish.
Uh-huh.
Or this YouTube video of this woman who sits there in these go-go boots and pumps the pedal of this car.
I like go-go boots.
And this video has actually been deleted, so it's just like a preview page or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So you can only see the boots and her stockings.
See, I like boots.
But let's see. It's...
I will come on boots. I'm serious.
Somebody posted a comment and said, "Don't be so rude to her. I make these pedal pumping videos with my wife, and the only way to do it right is so that she's having fun too."
Oh my God, there's somebody out there like this.
First, tell Barbara what you want her to do and let her improvise.
Wow.
Hope to see more of your pedal pumping films, and I hope both of you have fun while shooting these clips.
See?
Peace.
Being a parent, like I said earlier, I go to these meetings with parents and shit like that. And no, I'm wondering now who is into this. Like, I look at people and I'm like, they have to be freaky. Like, they've been married for 26 years. They do some nasty shit. And lo and behold, they're probably pedal pumping.
Pump it, baby. Pump it.
That's crazy, dude. That's crazy. I got this, I came across this article about fetishes from A to Z, and I just picked out some crazy, what I thought was crazy till you know, I saw this, but these are fetishes, you know, literally from the letter A to the letter Z, and there are so many of them, I probably cut out about 80% of them, and the 20% that I left in are still fucking nuts. We're going to start at acrotomophilia. This is when the person is sexually aroused by the sight of an amputation, usually of a whole arm or leg. I've heard about this.
Like watching it?
They like to have sex with people who are amputated. I'm going to go on a limb and say I pretty much seen everything on YouPorn because I'm not saying I masturbated everything on YouPorn, but I am so curious about what other people, why are there 2,000 videos of amputation? Like you could, it's its own fucking thing.
YouPorn has an amputation
I
one?
Swear to God in heaven, they
thank
have
God
an
the
amputation.
Gay section doesn't have an amputation.
I bet you $1 million.
I've checked. I've looked at the categories.
Oh, you typed in amputation.
No, I haven't typed in amputation.
They don't have all the categories in the line. No, you've been to the typical porn site. They don't. They go from A to Z. No, some you got to type in yourself.
Really?
Yeah, those are the real like.
Why were you typing in amputation?
I'm so curious because I've heard about it. You know me.
Did you try this before or after you read this story?
This is before, and only reason being is I was watching this show on Showtime or HBO or something called Taboo, and it was about fetishes, and they threw a lot of these out, and I was like, there's people out there that, oh my God, so I had to,
now,
had to
look
it up.
I knew a guy that went to the school I was going to,
uh-huh.
And he had no arm out, just below his elbow.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And he was kind of thin,
uh-huh.
So it wasn't that big of a stump. And I think, let me ask Tim,
uh-huh.
But did he use that for sex once?
No, please,
yeah.
No,
he used his stump
no,
for sex.
No, 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 no. Oh, that's like the guy from Scary Movie with the hand.
My
and,
strong hand.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's my strong hand.
No, he did not. How did, please, somebody explain, how did he explain it to you? How did he say, did he say he shoved it up her? Was she a fister?
Yeah, he just, it wasn't, it was penis size.
Oh,
like
that's
a,
nuts,
a large penis size.
Oh, who is the whore, because I want to meet her. Who is the whore that lets some fucking guy with a half arm shove, oh, wow.
But
wow.
Imagine he could maneuver right below his elbow, so yeah. He could do this. Imagine how that might feel.
That
you know what? That's a good idea.
Let me look into that.
They should make like penises on your hand, so like guys can put it on their hand like it's a penis and use that instead of like having to hold the toy or something. You like give them more control. I just came with a new sex toy.
This next one is something that the guy from Kill Bill died from.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, hanging himself, right?
Exactly. Asphyxiophilia. This is sexually arousal caused by loss of control over your ability to breathe. And didn't he get caught, like, seriously hanging, like, upside down with his balls tied up
he
and a gag in his mouth?
Hanging in the closet.
Uh-huh.
With his with a noose around his neck, his arms tied.
Damn, Robert got this.
Either
shit. He did a report on
either
it.
Either above or behind his back.
Oh, that's still controversial. Nobody can tell.
And I think his legs were tied up too.
Oh, but that's also
I don't know if he was either. He might have been beating off, or
how
somebody was beating him off for
wow,
him.
Wow, dude. That's
and
crazy.
And he died in the process.
Yeah, just imagine. That's I will never want my son to. That you know your you know how your father died.
He didn't get off quick
we
enough.
We found him in a closet, and he was upside down with a bowling ball wrapped around his cock and yeah, and a golf club shoved down his throat. No, that's you don't want to be caught
Daddy.
Like that, because that's all you're gonna remember. You don't remember the great movies he did.
You remember
Bill.
Him being
now,
hung?
Yeah, now
yeah.
He's the guy that died
he's
with autoerotic asphyxiation.
He's the fucking guy, dude. Ugh. Okay, another one is.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. We have... Oh, no, no. We
oh,
have
no.
a...
We have breaking down. News.
Do we? Oh, shit. Fetish is coming in. Oh,
this
shit.
Just
this
in.
Is live, right?
It's just... Yeah, from Tampa, Florida.
Oh, shit.
Okay, let's see. A disciplinarian in Tampa, Florida High School has taken underperforming students into his office so that he can pop their toes.
Yes, that's right.
Five
oh,
students
yeah.
at a King High School... At the King High School complained to a sheriff... that their assistant principal was
come here, girls,
making them take off their shoes
uh-huh.
so that he could pop their toes as punishment for underperforming.
Yeah, you've been a bad girl. I got this pole. Take
Ew.
Your shoes off. We going bowling.
And apparently, one of the students, one incorrigible student, said his toes.
What does incorrigible mean?
Incorrible?
Yeah,
like you're bad.
Like she wanted it?
You don't listen.
Oh, gotcha. So, okay. This is her punishment. Okay, gotcha. Either way, I'm masturbating.
Said his toes had been popped 20 times.
What the fuck? And this is live as we speak while we're doing the show. This just came in on the live news feed.
Yes, Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. Surprisingly, Florida. Yeah. Florida's right off the bat. Florida just gets that ass, dude. Damn.
Sorry about that.
No, hey, that's very, very good. Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome.
Yes. Any more come in, please just...
I will as soon as this is live and late breaking.
That's day. Hey, Florida, it's going down. Let's see. The next one is autasinophilia. Damn. The person is sexually aroused by putting themselves in situations in which they may be killed.
What?
They really have to feel that they are in danger in order to be sexually aroused. Unfortunately, many of them get killed in the process.
What do they do?
Go to a Crip neighborhood dressed in all blue and all red, just like fuck it, yeah. The only way I can get off is if I'm gonna die. Yeah, I got this red rag, girl. Why don't you walk through the hood? I'm gonna take you right there off of Normandy and Western, where the riot started, and just walk down there. All right? Okay, that sounds good. I want to do that. Next thing you know, the bitch is dead. So I would say I bet you in our crazy world, that's happened at least once.
Sadly, I would doubt it.
Sadly, that's fucking happened at least once. Let's see. Another one is, we're in a bee's biostophilia. In this fetish, the person is sexually aroused by the idea of being raped. I think this one is very popular.
The rape fantasy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's popular with all girls.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, from an old show we did too, I think that was like number one fantasy that girls
had.
But
I think these people probably take it a step further and actually, like, you know, hire people to set up and rape them.
Well, if you hire, well, yeah, I guess.
You know, just surprise me.
I pop up when I'm walking into my house and just rape me in my kitchen table. And then all of a sudden you think it's the person you set up, but it's really somebody else really trying to rape you and you're going with it.
Well, then I guess your fantasy fulfilled.
And then the other person comes and rapes you and you start freaking out like, whoa, I didn't pay for double.
Hold on.
But okay.
Well, this is one, honestly, that me and my girl partake in.
Really?
We definitely enjoy the rape fantasy. It's fun. It's really
I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, thank you. And I think a lot of women are. Let's see. Louis Escalante just posted on my wall, our homeboy Louis. He said, pedal pumping fetishes? What the fuck is wrong with the world? And I thought titty fucking fetish was weird.
I wouldn't think titty fucking is
Louis,
all that
love
abnormal,
you,
man.
That's normal. Everyone tries that. If you have big boobs, you're going to try to stick your dick between
them. Oh, yeah.
Them.
Even if you have little boobs, we're going to try.
Yeah,
gonna try.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to fucking try, dude.
You know, there's a fetish for fucking between the thighs.
I've been guilty. Guilty.
You've done that, but it's a fetish.
Yeah.
There's a fetish for that.
That's a little weird.
That's weird. Yeah, I've probably partaken in a few fetishes and didn't even fucking know it. Yeah, I fucked a thigh. I fucked a thigh or two. It's fun.
Thighs. Probably just cuddling, just like it ends up right there.
Exactly. Like, oh, this feels kind of good. Hold on, let me get some Vaseline. Oh, just put it on. Damn, this feels like a pussy, girl. Go back to sleep. Babe, go back to sleep. Shh, shh, shh. Take another drink. Shh, here you go. Okay, back to business. My girl hates me, dude.
She
no,
does?
She loves me.
She hates you now?
No.
I was like, what? What did I miss?
No, she has no problem because she's a freak, dude. And that's the only way you could be with somebody like me is you got to be a freak.
I see. Uh-oh.
Another one. Don't even tell. This is live.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
This is actually from Sweden.
We're getting
Europeans. News from Sweden.
So we got Floridians, and Europeans.
Let's see. This is advocates for children complained in Sweden. About their national library, acting on a standing order to achieve copies of all domestic publications to the library between the years of 1971 and 1980. So they're like really trying to, you know, restock their books.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is that they've been gathering books and magazines of child pornography because it was legal between those years.
Oh, no, that's not good.
And they're not only putting them in the libraries, but they're actually lending them out.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Those are some dirty books. See, you can imagine what's on them.
Straight for Sweden. I think Sweden just won up Florida like a motherfucker. They said, fuck that. Florida was just on the news. Hold on. Were you guys just listening to the Oddcast 5 minutes ago? Florida is on the news over us. Somebody do something weird. We got to get on there. So they fucking won up them, dog. To the fullest.
Jeez.
God. Hurry, everybody.
Damn, oh, God. Dude. That's fucking crazy.
Next time, I'll let you know when there's another one.
Let's see. Catheterophilia. This person is sexually aroused by the insertion of a catheter.
Ew.
Ouch. Yeah. Sounds a little painful, dog.
So we hire a nurse.
No more painful
can
than a penis.
Can you stick this
but...
in me? I can't pee.
Oh, shit. Does that go with the douching fantasy thing?
Well, you know, I saw on... AdamandEve.com.
Uh-huh.
You know, remember Sam Phillips?
Do I remember Sam Phillips?
But she was sponsored by Adam and Eve, so I went there and checked some stuff out just in case there was anything I wanted to get.
Uh-huh.
And I came across these penis jewelry that you attach to the tip of your penis. And some of them are like rings and some of them look like crowns, but the bad part about them is... They all have a little shaft that goes down into your penis.
So you got to poke inside your penis? No, thank you.
For these things to attach to you.
Nope, don't sign me up, please.
I've seen that before. Not those things, but I've seen like people doing that. Well, going through shuffled.people.com.
No.
There was this dude and like he caught our attention because he had a fucking pencil in his penis.
What?
And we're like, ew, what are you doing?
What?
Then he pulls a vacuum out. We're like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
What?
Well, we click next, but you know what I mean? I was like, doesn't that hurt? Because like we asked, like, doesn't that hurt? No, it feels good.
What website was this?
Shufflepeople.com.
Shuffle
it's like chat roulette, but it's Shuffle People.
That's what I was going to say. It sounds like kind of the same thing.
These people do weirder things.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that one's nothing but penis.
Wow.
They all are now, aren't they?
No, chat really got a little bit better. I think they improved it. It's not so penis. You get kicked off.
Because South Park made a joke about it.
No, I know that. But now I think that's why it kind of cleaned up a little bit.
Oh. That's good.
This is one that I've never understood, and we kind of briefly talked about it, but it's coprophilia, smearing human feces on yourself and having someone smear it on you, causing sexual arousal.
I'm sorry, but the smell of anything disgusting while you're trying to get off
this
is not
that's
a turn
the dirtiest, on. Nastiest fucking... people. Yeah, that's... That's crazy. Like, just sell you on me shit and just rub it on me and let's fuck.
Can you give me a golden shower, please?
Golden shower's not bad.
You want to get pissed on?
I wouldn't say pissed on.
By a dude?
That's what a golden shower is.
I mean, am I weird if I like watching a girl pee? I seriously
that's
like...
That's a fetish.
I like There's to watch... I like to watch my girl pee. Can't even lie.
That's part of voyeurism.
Yes, I
People
am a...
put up cameras...
I am a voyeurist.
In bathrooms and just watch girls take pees.
I enjoy it. But I can't watch a girl shit, so
but
I'm,
do you
I'm
like
not going
to,
that far.
Do you like to watch a girl... do you like to watch the pee come out as it goes
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I
toilet?
Do.
Really? That's weird.
I am guilty.
I mean, I pee with a lot of girls.
Yeah.
We pee together.
You guys do.
But I never stare at them like, oh, yeah, the pee-pee.
Like get down there between the toilet, between the cheeks. And
Nah, not like that. From 4 feet away. Like I'm at the door and she's right there. And I'm like, yeah,
you
thing,
can see
baby.
Into the toilet.
Yeah.
I usually give them their privacy, but sometimes I'll glance over out of curiosity of like, you know, what are you doing right now? Oh,
and
you're wiping. I saw your lips.
And it's the best when you have to pull over and she, can we go in the alley real quick? Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. Go ahead, do your thing. I'll watch. I'll be careful. I'll look out. I'll look out. Don't worry. You cool back there? You good? All right, cool.
You want me to wipe it?
I've seen Tim pee, you know, when we get ready in the morning and stuff, but it's not something I watch and get off on.
I may after a couple drinks.
I've watched a guy pee out of curiosity, like...
Catch
you're
me.
Peeing? Can I see what it looks like when you pee? Why is it hard a little when you pee? Are you always hard? Or some aren't? And it's like, why? Where is it? Where'd it go?
He was
there earlier?
He was hard when he was peeing?
It's half. Oh, I've seen him hard before.
Might have been because you were watching.
Yeah, that probably could have been
it. You can't really pee when you're hard.
It's very hard. Your piss goes in like 5 different directions and shit.
Oh, then that makes sense. I was wondering. I'm like, why are you hard when you're peeing? What's going on? You always hard when you pee? I'm just curious. No. I'm a girl. I don't have a penis.
Yeah,
it's like
it's we'll tell you, and he probably already explained it to you, but
you can pee with a semi.
Yeah, but you're gonna sit there and your hand's gonna be on the wall for a good 3.5 minutes. Like you start running water and shit. And then still when you piss the shit goes all and then you end up peeing on the toilet paper and fucking you start pissing on the back of your leg like how
is
the
that
fuck?
Why my toilet's all fucked up?
Yes, that's why you have that's why if you look
There's
closely there are you have
all the guys in the room
first.
Are like bowing
they
down.
Know what's up they, all the guys
understand.
In the room can feel me on this thank you. We are preaching to the choir, dude. We are preaching to the choir.
I just have to sit down, and it comes out, and it goes right into the hole.
No, no.
Although sometimes, though, I'm not saying I'm like after sex or something, it does squirt in a different direction. When even for a girl, it's like your pee. Oh my fuck, my thigh. It's happened.
Oh my god. Well, yeah, you learn something new every fucking day. What about gerontophilia? The person is only sexually aroused by a significantly older person. There has to be at least 15 years difference between their ages. No jokes, ladies and gentlemen, please. I don't want to hear nothing from you, Destiny. No 70-year-old.
Destiny.
No, but this is really people, I guess, who get off on that older, like, you know, Destiny. Older chicks. I love a MILF. I love MILFs. Oh, I love
There's
MILFs.
A few MILFs that come into my job you'd probably like because it's obvious they want to bang a younger dude.
Really? They're,
we can tell the guys. It's funny because the guys know they're like, when she walks up, man, they start talking. Like, they all know. I'm
man,
like,
she
damn.
Wanted to fuck, man. Why did you say anything, pussy?
She's in there complaining about her husband. Now she's pissed off. She's sitting there all dressed up, like giving him that look, hanging over the counter. It's like, oh, you want to fuck him. You don't want nothing serious.
That's crazy. Yeah,
and they know.
I would love to fucking. Oh, okay. I would love to hang out at your job and just pick up on some of those fucking MILFs, dude. Seriously, because that has to be great. Another one. Don't even tell me.
Oh, shit. Okay, let's see where this one's coming from. This one is coming from New York City. New York City.
They're trying to one up Sweden.
Apparently, they've closed a story that has been going on for apparently 4 years, started in 2006. A man periodically telephoning managers of fast food restaurants and pretending to be a police detective.
What?
And persuaded the manager to strip search one or more of his employees, supposedly to recover stolen merchandise.
Wow.
And to describe the search over the phone.
What?
And another man, actually, arrested, also in New York City, for
two separate incidences.
Yes, for telephoning women at random and instructing them to perform digital rectal exams on themselves.
Jesus.
Claiming that he was doing research on the digestive system.
Oh, what the fuck?
And at least one woman complained.
I was about to say that.
How the fuck do you convince somebody to... You know, if someone started telling me, can you bend over and spread your cheeks and shove your finger up there for me and tell me how that feels?
I don't really know about that. You know?
Oh, shit.
I've never done that before.
Don't lie.
How does that feel? Does your finger smell? Can you smell it for me?
What?
Like, what is he explaining to her how she's doing? Because I'd be like, motherfucker, I would have hung up a long time ago.
I don't get it.
Well, exactly. Look, I'm about to teach you, baby. I'm about to teach you.
Wait, I have to put my finger where?
Okay.
Does it hurt? Does it feel good? Did you lick it before you put it in?
Hold on.
You ever ate lollipops?
Yeah.
It tastes better than lollipops.
Really?
I promise.
I wouldn't think that, you know, because you go shit out there and...
See, I can't do this with Robert because I feel like he really wants to fuck me, dude. I'm just playing Robert.
Dusty, let me just put a big no on that.
Oh, damn.
Sorry.
If you weren't with Tim.
No, if... Even
sorry, Dusty.
So
there's not gonna be any Lanny Podcest.
He just knocked my.
I heard that word today.
He just knocked my ego. He just knocked my ego down five notches.
Sorry, Dusty.
It's all good, too. At least I know the truth now.
Not on my menu.
At least I know the truth now.
Yeah,
we can move forward.
Yeah, let's go.
Anything with "cest" on the end is
okay.
funny.
Let me finish off these. I'm just gonna read through them and let's see how weird people are out there. But this is from A to Z, fucking weird fetishes. We're at F right now. Formicophilia is sexual arousal is caused by having insects crawl on your genitals.
What?
Hyperstophilia, sexual arousal with a convicted criminal. Oh, shit, that's any black or Mexican in L.A.
That's a lot of women.
There's a lot of blacks and Mexicans. They're all hyperstophilias. Just kidding to my people out there. No, not really, but infantilism.
What?
Is dressing as an infant and acting the role. I've seen this myself.
Jerry Springer.
That's what got me first. Acting the role of a child under 2 years old is sexually arousing. Wow.
Having someone change your diaper and like all that stuff.
Yeah. That's fucking weird.
Time to breastfeed.
Klismophilia is getting an enema is sexually arousing to the person. More liquid is associated with greater pleasure. I'll put that in the same lines as that fucking that pump dude to do it.
That's really, really uncomfortable.
Oh man, Jesus Christ. Necrophilia, we all fucking know, is engaging in sex acts with dead people. That's just wrong. I'm sorry, that's just wrong.
Yeah, there's some people that have a wool fetish.
Wool, like they have to rub against wool?
There's this...
Why'd you just show me this? Robert's showing me a dude wrapped in wool.
No, like, it's not a dude. That's a doll.
You can see
it kind of has a vagina.
Okay, and
people like to screw it.
Inside of a wool
it
vagina.
It kind of looks like a lamb chop. Remember lamb chop?
No lamb chop. I want to try. Oh, lamb chop. Gotcha. The cartoon weird thing.
Yeah. The little Muppet.
Right. The lamb bitch with the bitch.
It kind of looks like a lamb chop.
Yeah.
Laying on its back with its legs spread open like a woman would.
That's weird.
And it kind of looks like it has a vagina and somebody wants to fuck that.
People, please stop doing this stuff. We're all going to hell in a handbasket.
Some really lonely people out there.
Yeah. What about olfactophilia? The person is sexually aroused by body smells, usually inserting finger, anus, vagina, and smelling it during sex. I'm guilty. But not like, it has to be a good smell. Like,
I think your friend's baby is going to be a trichophiliac.
What's the trichophiliac?
Danielle.
It's a fetish for hair.
I knew already. She likes to feel stubble. She likes her armpits. Honestly, I could bribe her. That's popular. To sleep. I'm like, do you want armpit? And she'll come up to me, she'll rub my armpit and suck on her bottom
That's
lip.
Popular. That's
and she falls asleep like that. I'll tell her, I didn't shave my legs. Here, Danielle.
I would like to meet her.
She's like 4 now. She's 4.
She's 4 years old. Never mind. I thought you were talking about an adult.
Oh no, she's a child.
But I think she's
strike
turn
that from
out
the
to
records.
Be a trichophiliac.
Okay, gotcha. I was about to say, what about urophilia? Being urinated on? We talked about that. Golden
showers. That's a golden shower.
Yeah.
I didn't know it had a name.
Yeah, Zoophilia is the person who wants to be treated like an animal, wear a collar, even eating out of an animal dish.
It's kind of like dominatrix.
Yeah, that's, yep, I'll put that in the same fucking category. Weird, weird fucking,
you know,
people.
We're going to have to do like a part two of this show.
I know.
Because we got so many fetishes more to cover.
Exactly, dude. We got so many fucking, we live in a weird world, ladies and gentlemen, and I think this is why the rest of the world hates us and talks about us being infidel scum, because I think we are, dude. We fucking are.
Y'all some odd motherfuckers.
Well, you know, Charlie Sheen's been just fucking wrecking the news this week.
Oh, God. That
we
guy.
Should get him on the show. That'd be awesome.
I would love to get
offer
Charlie
some
Sheen.
Cocaine.
We got something better, you know, than that. We got a little montage that we're going to take you guys out with a little Charlie Sheen mixture of all his rants over the week, because apparently he's a big Eminem fan.
Really?
I know you guys didn't know that.
Didn't know.
Yeah. So before we do that,
another angry white dude. Sorry.
Bad guy. He's fucking
winning.
But it's so fun to us. It's so it's entertainment. Oh, it's entertainment. So
you haven't been doing that, have you?
What?
Saying winning?
No, but I've been saying bring it,
bring it,
bring it. I'm still on the old
bring it,
bring it.
Bring it, guys.
I told my girl.
The angel.
But I get a bring
did
it.
You download that ringtone?
No, didn't go that
I
far.
I should have went and got it for the show.
Didn't go that far.
Bring it. Bring it.
Well, before we check that out, check us out at podtalkers.com.
RFM.com.
Podtalkers@gmail.com.
And send us some messages on Facebook and
iTunes.
Rate us on iTunes.
Make sure you rate us on iTunes and make sure that you... leave a comment.
Yes, please, please. And check out Charlie Sheen. He's going to take us out for the week.
Oh, this is Eminem, one of the smartest cats alive. M, let's hook up and just bring fiery death. There's been a lot of speculation. My passion was asleep for a long time. They couldn't extinguish my pilot light. And that was a mistake. That was their mistake. Nice try, fellas. Live inside of a moment between a moment, and that's where life is. Just, let's talk about something exciting. Me, I'm not just, you know, Captain Willard. I'm not just my dad, and I'm, you know, heading up the river to kill another part of me, which is Kurtz. I am every character in between, save for that little weirdo with his guts strapped in begging for water. That's not me. I just don't subscribe to any part of the model, so I am my own man. I make a decision that day and you know, within inside the moments, and I live with them, good or bad. They're mostly good, though. People are so mystified by this odyssey that refuses to stop calling itself Charlie Sheen. He's back. Check it. Back. Check it. Charlie Sheen. Check it. Kind of feeling like it's time to stretch. I started living my life the way I want to live it. I don't live in the middle anymore. That's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get embarrassed in front of the prom queen. My motto now is you either love or you hate, and you must do so violently. If you love with violence and you hate with violence, there's nothing that can be questioned. You know, they lay down with their ugly wives in front of their ugly children and just look at their loser lives, and then they look at me and they say, I can't process it. Well, no, and you never will. Stop trying. Just sit back and enjoy the show.